the adventures of Jungle Jim.
Last week, the Silent One spied on the Maharaja's two prisoners, Bob and Connie McGuire, and discovered that Bob had the treasure map in his shoe. He immediately held them up and seized it, and then went to report to his chief. However, the Silent One lied to the Maharaja. He said that he had found nothing, that the map was still missing. Infuriated, the Maharaja said that he would question Bob McGuire alone. This he did, and learned that he had been double-crossed, for Bob McGuire had told him the Silent One had the map. Meanwhile, Jungle Jim, Shanghai Lil, and O.P. Watts approached the old lamissary from the north, having made a wide circle after apparently starting back toward Khyber Pass. Under cover of darkness, Jim and Lil climbed the lamissary's great wall and entered the grounds. There they saw a single lighted window, and peering in discovered the Silent One studying a map. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full color, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. Under cover of darkness, Jim and Lil have entered the Lamissary's grounds and are now standing outside a lighted window watching the Silent One.
The map, all right, Lil. I wish we...
Jim, get down. He's seen it.
Lil, are you all right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Then run for the wall. Oh.
The Silent One will have every man in the place looking for us in a minute.
I know. We've got to get away and fast. Quick, we've got to get over the wall.
Let me take hold of your shoulder.
Can you reach the top?
I've got it, Jim. Lift me. All right. Now, give me your hand.
I'm up, Lil.
Come on. Let's get back to Watson Kolu.
Wait.
Come on.
Lil, there's something funny.
Jim, will you come on? Let's get away while we can.
But there's no one after us. Look, there isn't a soul around.
Don't worry. The Silent One and his men will be here fast enough.
But they'd be here by now, Lil.
Jim, we've got to get away from here. If we don't, we'll both be caught.
That's where you're wrong. There's something here that I don't understand, Lil. Oh. Come on. Let's get up to the corner of this wall. It's built up at the corners, and there's a shadow that will conceal us.
Jim, don't stand up. In this night, you'd be a perfect target. Let's get down off this wall.
We're not going to stand up. We can crawl along the top of here on our hands and knees. Come on. We can always jump down if we see anyone.
Oh.
Follow me now.
Okay.
All right, Lil. Come on. Give me your hand. Here. In this shadow, no one can see us.
Jim.
Huh?
We can see the other side of the building from here. There's a door.
Yeah, it's partly open. Look, Lil. Down by the gate. There's a man on a horse.
I see him. Jim is the Silent One.
You're right. And instead of trying to find us, he's running away.
What does it mean?
I don't know. There he goes. He's going through the gate. Lil, he's leaving the lamissary.
You're right, Jim. Come on, let's get back to our horses and follow him.
No, wait. Lil, there's something strange about this. The Silent One saw us and fired at us, but he didn't raise any alarm.
No, but somebody must have had those shots.
No, not necessarily. The lamissary is built of solid rock. The rooms are almost soundproof. The point is, Lil, the Silent One saw us, but instead of trying to capture us, he ran away.
Perhaps he didn't recognize us.
Well, then why did he shoot? No, Lil, it's something else.
Jim.
Huh?
I've got it.
What do you mean?
He was studying a map when we saw him.
Yeah?
If that was the map Bob and Connie McGuire had, the Silent One might be heading for the treasure.
That's it, Lil. You've hit it.
Well, then come on. We've got to follow him and follow him fast.
But wait, how about Bob and Connie?
Oh, we can come back to them later.
No, Lil, no. We've got to find them now. The Silent One is too big a star on us. We could never catch him.
Well, we could if you stop talking for a while.
We can't go until we have Bob and Connie with us. The Silent One has got away by now. But even if he has the map, Lil, he won't be able to find the jewels of the Genghis Khan tonight. However, if Bob McGuire was with us...
You mean that Bob may be able to remember some of the directions.
Exactly, Lil. We've got to find Bob McGuire and get on the trail of the Silent One before morning.
Yeah, but how?
The door over there is the only answer, Lil. The Silent One left it open.
Jim, you're not going in the lamissary.
That's exactly what I'm going to do, Lil. You stay here and keep watch.
Jim, wait. Don't jump.
It's the only way. You wait here.
Oh, Jim, be careful. The Silent One may return.
That's a chance we've got to take. Keep a sharp watch, Lil. I'm going after Bob and Connie McGuire.
Meanwhile, within the lamissary, Bob McGuire repeats his charge that the Silent One has the map. The Maharaja seems unable to believe him.
I repeat, Ibor, the Silent One has the map. He took it from me an hour ago.
McGuire, if you're lying to me...
Well, why don't you send for him? Ask him if what I've just told you isn't true.
Very well, I will. Slave! Slave!
You're called, Hannah?
Go for the silent one. Bring him here to me immediately.
Yes, Annie, at once.
Now, McGuire, suppose you explain. If the silent one took the map from you, why didn't you tell me of it at once?
Because I supposed the two of you were working together.
When did you say the map was taken?
Just a few minutes after you had my wife and me locked in a cell. It was dark in there. I started to take the map from its hiding place, and Connie saw the silent one watching us.
Where did you have the map hidden? Why didn't I find it when I had you searched?
Because it was in my shoe, Ivor. When Connie and I were left in the cell alone, I started to remove it. It was hurting me.
Go on.
Oh, the silent one heard us talking and then saw me take it out. He came into the cell and seized it.
If what you are telling me is true, I'll have his life for this. I should have known that I couldn't trust the dog.
Heine.
You found the silent one?
No, Heine. He is nowhere, and none have seen him.
So, you have told me the truth, McGuire. Slave, see that the gates are closed and guarded.
Yes, Heine. It shall be done.
When you have finished, return here and bring all of the men. See that they are supplied with torches.
I go at once, Heine.
What are you going to do, Ivor?
I'm going to search the Lama Seri. The silent one will be found.
At the very moment the Maharaja and his men start their search, Jungle Jim Bradley enters the Lama Seri. Stumbling along a dark stone passageway, he unknowingly heads toward the dungeons, then trips and falls.
Whole place down on me.
Who is it? Who walks in darkness?
Who's there? Answer me.
Go in peace. I shall not harm thee.
Who are you?
You ask who I am?
Answer me.
Come, walk toward me. Perhaps I can see you. My eyes have grown accustomed to the dark.
Don't try anything like that on me. I may not be able to see you, but I'm armed. Unless you tell me who you are, I'm going to shoot.
Peace. Evidently, you are a stranger here. Surely your master must have told you that I am his prisoner.
You say you are a prisoner?
A prisoner of man's. I cannot go whether I would, but my soul is free. This place was once my home. Now it is my jail.
You say this place was your home?
It is true, my friend. I serve Buddha.
Wait. I want to see you. I'm going to strike a match. Where's the old monk?
You seem surprised. Surely you knew I was here. It seems that I have seen you before.
You don't understand. I'm not one of Ivor's men. I'm the one whom you saw at the gates a few days ago.
At the gate? You must be mistaken, my friend. I saw no white man.
I was on horseback disguised as a native. You tried to warn me, but...
Ah, now I remember. My prayers have been answered. Buddha has sent you. Why have you come?
Because I believe two friends of mine are here. Tell me, have you seen a young man and a woman? They're both white Americans.
Oh, you speak of the two who bear the name McGuire.
And they're here.
It is true, my friend. I cannot tell you where they are held. I tried to warn them when they entered the gates, just as I warned you. But it was useless. They didn't hear.
I've got to find them. Wait. You know all the passages of this old emissary.
It is my home.
Then, if I can get you out of this cell, you can show me the way. We can search the place together. I'm going to strike another match and look the locks in this cell.
No, my friend. It is useless. This door is secured by both locks and chains. You cannot free me.
Nevertheless, I'm going to have a try. Cover your eyes. The light may hurt them. Just as I thought. The lock is old.
It is solid, my friend. You cannot turn it without a key.
The chains are merely fastened so that you can't reach them from the inside. I can get them off. It's coming. Now.
No. It is hopeless. The lock remains.
Yeah.
You must go. If you are seen here, you will be made prisoner. It has been the fate of all who have entered these holy walls since the evil ones came.
Don't worry, my friend. I can free you. Now stand back. I'm going to use my gun. Get back in your cell as far as you can.
Why, what are you going to do?
I'm going to try and shoot the lock off the door. Get back now. The bullet may bounce off the metal.
I have no fear of death.
Are you back as far as you can get?
Yes.
I'll have to light another match to see the lock. Are you all right?
Buddha protects those who serve. I am safe.
Good. Now let me try this lock.
It seems to be stuck. It is old but strong. Oh,
it's coming.
Why, my son, you have been successful. I did not believe it could be done.
Yeah, we've opened your cell door now. Now we've got to find my friends. Quickly. Do you know where they might be?
Perhaps above us. There are cells there.
Then where are the stairs? We've got to get to them.
You will face danger. It is above where the evil ones are. We may be seen.
Well, that's a chance we've got to take. We've got to free Bob and Connie McGuire.
Would it not be better to go back to the fort, my friend? If you would but take me to the authorities...
We can do that later. I've got to find the McGuires tonight.
You are young. Remember, a wise man adapts himself to the circumstances as water shapes itself to the vessel that contains it. It would be better to turn back.
We can't, not yet. Now, where are the stairs? If you'll just show them to me, I'll go up alone.
No. We will go up together. I have warned, but you will go forward. Come, I will lead the way.
Fine. I can't see very well.
Why, then, take my arm.
All right. What's that?
See, there are lights ahead. Someone comes with men and torches.
Quick, get back in the cell. Perhaps they won't look in.
They come. My friend, go back into the corner. I will throw this blanket over you.
This way, please. Bring the torches.
It is the Maharaja.
He must have heard the shot.
Keep down. I will protect you.
All right, fools. Spread out. Search every cell. The silent one must be found.
Will the Maharaja find Jungle Jim Bradley hiding in the old monk cell? And what of Lil, who is waiting for him outside? Will she also be discovered? The adventures you have just heard dramatized will appear in full-color action pictures in the Comic Weekly. The big Comic Weekly, distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. In the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure, you will find all the famous characters who live in the world of color pictures. They're the Katzenjammer Kids, Jiggs and Maggie, Barney Google, Toots and Casper, The Little King, Flash Gordon. See all these famous characters in your copy of next Sunday's Comic Weekly. And don't forget our date next week, same time, same station, for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.